There we go. Yeah. Hour 20.
Huh. That's kind of a long one. Mm. Longish one.
The two games.
Bonus track.
Yes.
And bathroom track.
Yes, indeed.
I had the tweets, but I took some Pepto in it.
Yeah. You know, funny thing about being iTunes searchable.
Yeah.
I was previously iTunes searchable, but I'll put it this way. I'm not going to give away how I am iTunes searchable, but if you're creative with my name, you can probably figure this out.
Rap.
Yes. I am. No, don't say it now. Don't give it away. Don't give it away.
I want
to
say it.
No, don't give it away now. I want people to have to have to think.
What?
No.
Oh my God. I want to say
it. No.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
If you think of creative hip hop or R&B names that my name could be turned into, you may search under that, and then you may find me promoing in a hip hop song.
What's your last name, John?
Schrader.
Schrader.
Yeah. So, just saying.
It's not Jay Schray, is it?
No, it's not, actually. definitely not.
Do you spell your last name S-C-H-R-A-D-E-R?
Yes, minus the C.
Minus the... How is that a yes, then?
Well, it's like 7 letters correct, 1 letter incorrect.
So that's... No, that's incorrect.
It's like an eighth incorrect.
Are you in any way associated with Wheels of the World?
No.
What are the what now?
Because it seems to think that you are.
Nope, definitely not. No.
What about Mrs. Wits Nothing?
Nope.
The what? Mystic and the Muse?
No.
What are you talking
nope,
about?
Nope, that's not me. No, I promise it's not.
Oh, you looked him up on iTunes?
He's trying to find my rap debut.
This would be so awesome if it was you.
I'll give a really big hint. A good friend of mine and upcoming composer who lives in California, who goes by the name Andrew, originally came up with this group. It's a group he created to make idle money on iTunes.
Okay.
In late high school, early college years.
Yeah.
And when he transferred to the school I went to, we became fast friends, and I was actually his RA, and he asked me if I would rap, which I am not a rap person. It's not really my genre, but he gave me a little bit of coaching, and I partook.
So you're not in as Jay Schrader?
No, no, no.
But I thought, you know, that seemed like a possibility.
It's possible, yeah.
Hmm. Please tell me your rap name.
It's not a bonus track, so these things aren't as listened to. If you're listening, please don't be offended. You're one of very few.
Mm. Pretty please.
Jay Schrader. Adam was right.
Just J S H R A.
You know, I'm not sure if he put like a dash in there or what he did exactly, but I'm there might be a Y. I'm not really sure how he put it. I hope it's still on iTunes. He may have removed it, but it was once on there and it was pretty funny.
No matches with the Y.
Yeah, and what was the song?
the song's title was Astronauty.
Astronauty?
Yeah, it's about space.
Oh, please be
it's
here.
Pretty fantastic.
Yes!
Oh, no. Did you really find it? Don't ruin it.
People wait.
No, what's... no, people should have to go find it.
What's it called?
No, that's not it. That's not it, actually.
Really?
No, that's not it.
Nope, that isn't it.
That is definitely not it. That's way too jazzy and upbeat.
It's kind of funky, though.
Yeah, that's...
I like it.
That's it. Don't be confused.
Oh, yeah.
There's a band baby. Called Astronauty.
That's awesome. No, that's not me, though. That's definitely not me. No.
That is Ooh. Very
disappointing. It's much more like Ooh. Top 40 hip-hop sounding.
Anyway, stop searching for that. Let's play Build a Title.
Okay.
You can do that on your own time.
Agreed.
Yes. Okay,
it's
so
fantastic, though.
The concept...
Nope, that's not it.
Joel, stop your damn iTunes searching.
So what happens for Build a Title is somebody comes up with the name of a title. Joel, we'll start with you, so it takes a long time to get over to John.
Okay.
So So then, start off, build a title.
You know what? I'm going to start the way you I ended choke up the last game.
Start by getting closer to the mic.
Oh, for Pete's
or
sakes.
Or making the mic closer to you. I mean...
Yes.
Yeah, give
I'll
a pull.
Do that.
I'm going to start the way I ended the last game with Canadian bacon.
Ooh. So now Adam has to come up with a movie that ends in the word Canadian or ka or kun or and anything that... You know, starts off Canadian, so he could put something in front of it that works into it, or something that begins with bacon or on.
Okay, so you can take any either word from the title and run on it, basically.
Right, and you can even run with the syllable that ends or begins it.
Yeah, okay. And John, get a little closer to your mic as well, or move your mic closer to you,
like so.
There you go, perfect. Okay, so
Canadian bacon. Ooh.
I'm going to say Canadian bacon air.
Ah. Ooh, I like that. Nice. Nice.
Yeah. So you see what I did there? Con Air being the title that I added. So I just built that
Canadian
off of
Canadian bacon air.
Yeah. I see.
Canadian bacon air.
I see. So you took the C-O-N off of bacon.
Yes, I did.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I will do a Canadian Bacon Air Force One.
Oh.
So I just, I took his air. And
And being consistent with buffering rules, you can use TV shows.
Correct.
Cool. So you said...
My intro is Air Force One.
Air Force One.
So you're either ending something with Canadian or any syllable within the first few letters there, or you're working with one at the beginning.
Give me a second. I'm new at this.
Yeah, no.
Oh man, all these other things other than like movie titles are popping into my head. Like lyrics to songs and like all these other things, but not can I take like a different word from like Air Force? Can I use
No,
like,
no, yeah, air? It has to end in it has to be that kind of run-on sentence.
You are constantly building off the original
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
So if you could think of a movie that started with Force One, whatever, yes.
Okay.
But you can't you just use force.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
One. Or you could do a movie that ends with can. Or as in Canadian. Bacon.
So I can go back to the original.
Yes.
Well, yeah. No, it Canadian.
You can build off of either end.
Yep, you can build off the back of the sentence or
so if you came up
build
with a movie
the
that
front.
Ended with C-A-N or C-A-N-A-D.
Or just Canadian.
Was there a movie called The American? Wasn't that a movie?
Yeah.
I take... Yeah, that sounds legit. I will...
Yeah, George Clooney.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there it is. There it is. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll go with that.
So we drop these and all those things, cool. So it's just American. Mm-hmm.
Or in this case, since it's at the beginning anyway, we can leave it until we add something else on. Yeah.
Right.
So far we've got...
So you give the title.
We've got American-Canadian Bacon Air Force One.
There you go.
There it is.
Just try to guide you through it.
The American-Canadian Bacon Air Force One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yes.
Wow.
I think we've gone this route before, and it's dangerous.
Oh, boy.
You got Nest.
Oh, Nest.
Ooh, but I got mine.
Oh, I got a good one for that, actually. Come on, you.
It did.
Think creatively.
It does help if you talk it out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Nest. Establish. Don't make hissing sounds over there.
I want you to say something specific so badly.
Nesting. Nester. Nestor. John is shaking his head over there. This is not helping me do
You're
better.
You're thinking too hard about it. You're thinking way too hard.
When John is giving you sympathy for not being good at the movie game,
then you know there's a problem. Yeah.
You can always pass.
Oh, please, please.
It's just getting creepy.
Pan-American-Canadian bacon Air Force One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Damn. Okay, so shit, what's that called? Oh, never mind. That's Pan's Labyrinth. Shit. Okay.
Oh, dude, I've got one for that too.
See, now you get it.
Yeah. I'm better at this game because it doesn't require knowing lore.
Right. Right.
Just got to know words.
I love words. I'm good at that. Oh, God. I've got one for both ends.
That's
sounds
what
mildly
she
dirty.
Said.
It might be what she said.
I believe that's what he said.
Yeah.
Or what they said, you know, I mean, who knows really?
Although that's kind of weird if he said it. I've got one for both ends, baby.
Yeah.
You what?
You bet I do. wasn't Nest Egg a movie? I swear it's like an 80s movie.
Since I just went, I will check.
Without me
I will
looking
check
up
for
Nest.
You.
Oh, God. I had another one for Nest, too.
Nest. You guys are thinking way too hard about this Nest thing.
Nest egg.
Wait, is that what you said?
Well, that's he's verifying.
Oh. What do we have so far again? It's
Pan-American-Canadian Bacon Air Force One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
I've got quite a few TV episodes by that name.
It's got to be the show itself if
but
it's that.
It's, there isn't one.
Okay, well, I'll just pass
by
on
that
this round.
Name.
And
okay. And do I have to say the
out.
Whole name?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so we have Pan American Canadian Bacon Air Force One flew over the cuckoo's nest, Star Wars Episode One, A New Hope.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
boom.
Yeah, that totally works. You just took the ST.
Yeah.
You're, oh, my gosh.
I kept thinking est is like est. What the fuck starts with est?
See, I said you guys were thinking way too hard about this nest.
Okay.
Thing.
Yeah, we were.
Pan-American Canadian Bacon Air Force One flew over the cuckoo's nest Star Wars episode. You said one,
and then you
one
said
is
a
not
new
a new
hope.
Hope.
I meant, I don't acknowledge the new ones as actually being part of it because I think George Lucas fell off the deep end. But
okay,
we'll say episode
Wars
four.
One.
Okay, so Star Wars A New Hope. Let's just sort of right.
Star Wars A New Hope.
A New Hope floats.
Yep. That's a good one. Oh, it kind of sets you up a bit.
Floats. Oats.
I feel really weird if I'm the only one seeing this.
I got so many right now.
You're just on top of this.
Yeah.
Which well, I think I just picked up on your strategy.
This is words, and I do words.
Yeah.
It's always easier when it's not your turn.
Well, and while Adam thinks, the game that lasted in the car as we drove into Chicago between David and I literally was sometimes us throwing on three movie titles straight.
Wow.
And then throwing it to the other person, it was ridiculous.
It was epic, but unfortunately I wasn't ready to record when they started it. I was asleep or something like that. And so I woke up and I was like, whoa, where are you guys at? And I'm like, oh, I got to record this. So like they caught me up on where they were in build a title, but then
his battery died.
The battery died on the recorder. So we never actually got the full list, which was kind of a bummer.
And then when he got it charged a little bit, he says, you know, could you guys start a new game? I'm like, I'm not going to yield.
Yeah.
David's not going to yield.
So we were going.
We
were in Chicago city limits at this point. And I'm like, well, crap, what do I do? So, but they did eventually concede. And
then we didn't want to play it again.
Yeah. So we did some movie bluff in there.
I think it took us about I think by the time we finished, it was taking many, many minutes to get through the list. I think it was taking like a good like 5 or so minutes just to get through it, possibly
say
more.
It all.
I mean, it was pretty vast.
It was impressive.
Okay.
So we're at Pan Am Canadian, Bacon Air, Force One, Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Star Wars, A New Hope Floats.
Again, you're thinking too hard, my friend. Use those communication skills.
This isn't about communication skills.
It's more about listening skills.
This is about thinking critically about what word you could connect to other words.
Kind of like how, you know, John's strategy for this round.
I think you do know my strategy.
Yeah.
I think everybody here knows your strategy except for Adam.
But is it a cheap strategy? Is it kind
no,
of cheap?
No, it works. Yeah. It works.
I mean, you used ST, which is better than just using S, which I could not do because that's not enough.
Isn't it?
It's actually... We do play phonetic. We don't spell.
I know, but
okay, never mind. I'll just take that back.
I think you should pass if you can't think of something.
All right.
Mean.
I wanna see your well obviously I wanna see what level you're going to stoop to. So I will pass.
Proceed.
No, I'm out. It's...
Oh.
Yeah, once you pass, you're done.
Oh, wow.
So now it's down to you two.
This is all elimination.
Right. Okay.
So go ahead.
So I will say Peter Pan American...
Oh!
Okay, I had something for the end of his...
No!
That was just kind of slapping everybody in the face.
Yeah?
You know,
so, wait. So we're Peter Pan American Air Force One...
I'm an
Flew
idiot.
Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Star Wars, A New Hope Floats.
Peter Pan, American, Canadian, Bacon Air, Force One flew over the Cuckoo's Nest, Star Wars, A New Hope Floats in City.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I can play this game all day, John.
That is tacking one on at the very end, though, because he just took the S at the end of floats.
Can I request a repeat?
Okay.
Can I request a repeat?
Of the title?
Yes.
Judges?
Well, yeah.
I think you can say it all you want.
Peter... Pan American Canadian Bacon Air Force One flew over the Cuckoo's Nest, Star Wars, A New Hope Floats in City.
Floats, and then is that Sin City?
Yes.
Floats in City.
Floats in City.
So you have City and Peter.
Yeah. Mm. And I can even tack on to it right now.
Ooh.
Twice.
I got one.
Now that I'm not playing, I've got many.
Can I? Okay, if I'm tacking something onto the beginning, can the? Let me just get this straight. The last half of the word that the beginning.
Just throw it out there, and we'll verify.
So I'll say, repeater Pan American Air Force One.
Yeah. Wait, it's...
But I don't think there's a movie called
Repeater. What's the
movie title? There's a movie called Repeater.
Oh.
Then that,
it's on Netflix instead.
Repeater Pan, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, that's built.
So,
fine.
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, I'm just going to look it up because I never heard of it. But
yeah, I wouldn't mind a verification, but...
Yeah, it's on Netflix Instant Queue right now. I saw it. It's in the thriller section.
Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Judges.
It's ooh. If this is the one that you're thinking of, is it creepy? A gritty, mind-bending thriller. It's Repeaters.
Oh no!
Oh,
bummer.
In the plural.
Shoot.
Ooh. I guess somebody
has
to come up with something
else. Because
there
is one in production, but it hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, it has to be out.
It has to be out.
Okay.
So stars Dolph Lundgren.
Of course it does.
Interesting.
Repeater, 2013. Tell your friends.
So right now we're at Peter Pan American Air Force.
No.
Peter Pan American.
Peter Pan. Yeah.
Canadian Bacon Air Force One. Flew over the Cuckoo's Nest. Star Wars. A New Hope. Floats Sin City.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, got it.
Yeah.
Sin City.
Hurry up, guys. Wendy's is going to close.
I have two ways that I could take this.
Sin City.
I have one that I think I think you would get, but I don't think you would get.
Was there something called like City Slickers?
Was there?
I'm going to say City Slickers.
Yeah,
there was.
Yep, you're good.
Boom.
So can you do the whole thing?
Peter Pan, American, Canadian, Bacon, Air Force One flew over the Cuckoo's Nest, Star Wars, A New Hope floats in City Slickers.
There you go.
Okay.
Just for everybody who's listening at home.
Whew. I really want to build something on the front of this, but
Peter's kind of hard.
I got a great one. I have a great one.
I did not mean that as any kind of euphemism.
That worked out pretty well.
Does porn count?
Oh, God.
Huh?
Nice.
Nice
Peter's kind of hard. and the tabloid is just saying, John said that. What does that mean?
Can't do that. I'm really tempted to make it slick ER.
I don't know.
But I'd be cutting off the S.
Yeah. And you'd be adding a Y.
No, I wouldn't.
There's no slick Y ER. There's no Y in slicker.
No, there is not.
But you said you made a yuh sound.
No, city slick ER.
Oh. Okay.
Like the TV show ER.
Yeah.
Nope.
But it would be cutting part off, yeah. So I can't do
S.
that.
And that wouldn't be adding.
Yeah, that'd just be repeating.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I am going to go with Peter Pan, American-Canadian Bacon Air Force. One flew over the Cuckoo's Nest, Star Wars, A New Hope floats in City Slickers 2.
Do you have
can you do that?
Technically, he did add to it, but I'm wondering, can you do the subhead?
I don't think I would need to.
Yes,
I think you would have to say City Slickers again. Like, you'd have to, I mean, to be fair, you could, I mean...
I don't think so.
I don't know.
And I don't know because
it was technically City Slickers 2, but and there I was don't a think subhead.
It
even,
did it have a subhead?
It did.
Yeah, we should probably add that.
No, it's legitimate. It's like how you said Transformers 2, not Transformers Rise of whatever the fuck
yeah.
it was.
There is a subhead.
But it is a subhead. It's known as a subhead.
Yeah, it's not the title.
So it is legitimate. So
true.
And plus, there are a lot of things that start with 2.
Yeah.
Okay. 2. Can I ask the judges to verify something for me?
Yeah, sure,
before I say it.
Whatever.
Was there a documentary called Tupac about Tupac? I'm pretty sure there was, because I'm fairly certain I saw it at Blockbuster.
I will verify. By the way, did you see his Coachella performance?
No.
Yeah, they did a projection of him rapping with Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, and it was kind of creepy.
That is a little bit creepy. Tupac lives, by the way.
Not just Tupac, sorry.
There's more to it than that. Well, I heard talk of Wendy's. I think I'll concede defeat.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
But I would most certainly like a rematch someday.
I'm sure we could do that.
That can be arranged.
Definitely. If you get 4 square, then you can suggest it.
Okay.
Next time you're on the show.
See, now, in your situation, I would have tacked on Tuesdays with Maury.
Oh, I was thinking numerical 2 versus...
You play phonetically.
Yeah.
So, thank you for this. It's time for Wendy's. So, we'll just call this a short-ish...
It was
bonus
good.
Track. It was
bonus
good.
Track.
Is hearty.
Yeah.
Is
rich.
Good soup.
Happy.
I guess.
Compelling. Rich.
So thank you for listening, and make sure to tune in next week for our 31st episode.
Woohoo!
Go team!
Hooray! Bye bye.
Bye.